first visit with Chuck Glenwinkle, the College Station School District, since the new semester began. How do things roll?
They're going well. In fact, you were talking about the weather. I wanted to touch on that for real quickly, if I could. Should the roads become slick Thursday night, early Friday morning, College Station ISD does have a team of folks that that actually go out and drive the roads and check their condition. And a decision on whether or not to delay school would be made by about 6 a.m. Friday morning. We would obviously let all the local media outlets know, as well as use some of our other communication tools like our website, social media, our school messenger system, to get that message out to our parents directly. So that is something we are monitoring as a school district, and obviously we're not making a decision yet. We're going to wait till it's time to make that decision, but our first priority is safety, and if we can't drive on the roads, we won't.
Let me throw a couple of curveballs. Do you know the percentage of students who are on buses?
By six, there are none.
Okay.
If there are, it's very, very low. And I think those might be they would be delayed if we were still waiting to make a decision. So,
but transportation's an awfully big deal in the district,
though. Absolutely, transportation's a huge deal in the district, and in fact, they're the ones who do most of the monitoring in this type of a situation. They have different outlets that they use, some TxDOT resources that they use that they can monitor the condition of the roads pretty accurately.
And then going back to the notification, that was something you wanted to bring up anyway, because there's a new notification system, I understand, that CSISD is going to employ.
It is. It's similar to what the big school does over there at Texas A&M with their Code Maroon system. The system we're offering is an extension of our school messenger system. Our school messenger system currently allows us to email and call parents within our district all of them in a very short period of time, and we're talking 10 to 15 minutes in a situation where we need to do so. We use that system for general communications from our campuses for general reminders and those sorts of things. This new service that we're offering through School Messenger is a text messaging service, which we will only use in those types of situations that I just talked about. Now, between now and February 11th is an opt-in period, so parents need to opt in for that service. It's regulated by the federal government. You can't mass blast SMS text messages to people. It's against federal regulation, so they have to opt in to the service. All of our parents receive communication with detailed instructions on how to do that. I say all, hopefully all, if not most, received information on how to do that. And so that's the process we're in now. That service will not be available for us to use until February 11th. So if something were to happen Friday morning, it would be the same means of communication. You'd get an email, you'd get a phone call, you could check websites, Facebook page, Twitter page, local media outlets, all those different types of things. This text messaging service would only be, again, used for emergency type situations, and it is just an added communication tool that we want to offer to our parents should they want it.
Is this available to those who don't have children in the district?
It is not. The school messenger system gets its data from our eSchool database, and you have to be a parent or guardian of a student in CSISD to receive those messages.
Visiting with Chuck Glenwinkle, the College Station School District, I have 4 or 5 minutes. I want to get to student accolades and upcoming events.
Yeah, there's a couple. It's high school musical season. It's pretty exciting. If you want to go out and see some talented actors, actresses, and musicians, College Station High School is presenting their musical Guys and Dolls coming up. That opens this weekend, in fact. And you can get more information about their production on collegestationdrama.com. And then the first weekend in February, A&M Consolidated will be presenting Fiddler on the Roof. And so more information can be found on their website as well. And there's a press release that talks about both of them, actually, at CSISD.org. So you can get all your information in one spot there. And then all the choirs within the district, 14 of them, will be hosting an event at Christ United Methodist Church on February 10th at 7 p.m. It's called a patriotic celebration, where all 14 choirs within College Station ISD put on a show of patriotic music. And it's the best part about it is not only that it's very good music, but it's free to the public to attend. So if you're looking for something to do on February 10th, go to Christ United Methodist Church at 7 p.m.
Now, will there be a mass performance by all 14 of one number?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm betting probably so.
I'm just curious how they're going to stage that.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids. And you know, one of the big initiatives of College Station ISD as we grow is to create a sense of one school district, not a bunch of schools. We see ourselves as one community-based school district that have 15 good schools.
I interrupted you. Any other events and kid-related things we need to get taken care of?
Yeah, we had five CSISD students earn All-State band. Simon Kapler from A&M Consolidated High School, then Amber Maka, Davis Ponjuan, Alonzo Hernandez, and Brandon Yasko of College Station High School also earned All-State band. College Station High School and A&M Consolidated High School, because of their different classifications right now, compete in a little bit different level of band competition, but five from the district earned All-State band. We had also two consolidated choir students earned All-State in choir, Randy Westmoreland and Laura Ramirez, so we're proud of those students as well.
And full details are on the CSISD website regarding last night's board meeting, but an awful lot being done there.
Awful lot last night. You know, one of the things we did last night was we named the site for elementary school number 9, and that site location is just south of Highway 40 or William D. Fitch Parkway, and it is almost due south of where College Station High School is. There's a map on our website. If you click on the board recap story under news and announcements, you should be able to see a map there that shows exactly where that property is. It's a 15-acre piece of property, and that's where we're going to put elementary school number 9. And we're still in the process of purchasing that piece of property, but that should be wrapped up fairly soon as well.
Any decision on the process of naming it?
Well, that should be happening pretty soon. I don't know necessarily what the process is going to be, but it will have a name at some point. We're going to have to stop calling it elementary number 9 eventually.
I just figured you could use the music of Love Potion number 9 to go with it or something like that.
I'm not sure what the process is to name it, but...
But the process has been established regarding how attendance zones are going to be adjusted to make this all work.
Yeah, that's correct, and it is a process. And one of the things we want to make sure we do is that we get those attendance zones for the 2015-16 school year set well enough in advance to where people know what the attendance zones are for that year. When you build another school, people have to go there, so you have to rezone, and some people are going to have to move from one school to another school. It's just the way it is in a growing community. Everybody that we talk to loves their school, and they don't want to leave, which is a good thing. It reflects well on College Station ISD that everybody loves their school. But the process is that the board will take public comment in three meetings that are set for February 26th, February 27th, and March 5th of this year, to get the parameters of what people want the board to charge the rezoning committee with when they go ahead and draw the zones. Do they want equal composition of free and reduced lunch? Do they want to go to the school that's closest to them? What are the different things that the community wants the rezoning committee to consider when redrawing these lines? And so that's what the board will do in those meetings. On March 18th, the board will, in the March meeting, they will actually create the parameters for the rezoning committee to use, using that feedback from the public forums. And then March, April, and May is when the committee does their work. They'll go in and they'll use the parameters set forth by the board. They'll slice and dice numbers and I tell you what, it is a process. It's a lot of redrawing lines and maps and all those sorts of things. In August, those recommendations will be, the committee recommendation will be presented to the board. And hopefully by September or October, the board will approve those, whatever zones they approve. So
And again, all that is online at csisd.org.
Absolutely.
Need to duck out. And again, all district activities, not only on the website, but also on your social media as well.
We're good.
All right. I appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
As always, Chuck Gundelwinkle, called Station School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.